we may have gotten a glimpse into how Lily is going to react to having a baby in the house.
We hope we did.
Because Lily's litter mate, Lily's sister, was just playing with a baby. I guess Lily's dog sister has a new human sister.
Yes, human brother.
And was just on Instagram playing with the baby. And we were so impressed at how sweet and gentle she was.
I was able to find one of Lily's litter mates on Instagram and started following the woman. So we keep in touch and we frequently share stories about our dogs. Like, oh my gosh, is your dog doing this? Is mine doing this? And she just had a baby. So she tagged me in a video yesterday of her dog, Lily's sister, licking the baby, and the baby was like tugging on its ears, and it was so well behaved and like didn't snap and didn't whatever. And Jeff and I have spent so much time talking about Lily, because Sadie's like a loaf of bread. Like Sadie just sits there and, you know,
Sadie's not going to care about the baby until the baby's old enough to drop food.
And then she'll be the baby's best friend.
Right.
Until then, she probably won't care so much. So Lily has been the focus of our conversations. And, you know, Lily has some little, like, we've been pulling on Lily's tail. We pull on her ears every night. We pull her legs just to, like, toddler, you know, prep Lily.
The only two things that I'm worried about with Lily and the baby is the barking. And y'all, the Upside community completely took that fear away.
Yeah.
Because so many of you wrote in and said, your child is not even going to hear your dog barking, even when your dog loses it at the somebody knocking at your front door, because your baby is hearing it all while it's in Callie's tummy. Mm-hmm. And so is used to it. And then the only other thing that I'm concerned about is, for whatever reason, Lily gets skittish if you touch her ears.
It's weird. She just doesn't like it.
I am making it a point to every single night rub her ears, because I don't think that her ears hurt her. I think something happened to her while she was a puppy, and she's more nervous than she is in pain.
We think maybe somebody picked her up by her ears when she was a puppy or something.
If you start real gently, just rubbing her ears and like real gently. And then like you even get to the, and then she gets used to it.
She'll lean into you.
Yeah. And then you can pinch them and turn them and all this other stuff, and none of it bothers her. But if you catch her by surprise, she yelps and jumps. And Callie asked Lily's sister's mom if there were any issues, and got this video of the baby tugging on Lily's sister's ear.
Oh my
gosh. No problem.
It was so cute. And she did say something really interesting that I thought was cute. She is breastfeeding her baby and said that the dogs really are super interested in the breastfeeding stuff. And like, she's like, they seem to like know what it is or know whatever. And
it's mommy bonding.
It's, yeah, like they know,
female dogs know what the mom is doing. And they're like, we've been there.
They're like, we're feeding the baby now. We get it. And she said that her dogs will jump up while she's breastfeeding and like lick the baby, like try to clean the baby while she's feeding it. And that it's turned into a really sweet little bonding time, because they're like, oh, we get it. That's your puppy.
And I'm sure it's so adorable during the daytime feedings, but during the 2 a.m. feedings, probably not fun.
You're like, leave me alone.
Right.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for parenting books.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for drive-in movies.
All right, let's get this over with right away. I'm convinced that we're about to have a Name That Noise winner. So can we just start the show off?
We're going to set the bar low here, just so Jeff doesn't feel as bad that I guess the sound right off the bat.
After hearing it twice. Like, yeah. Callie doesn't hear it unless we're recording the show. She heard it exactly two times, turned her microphone off, said to me, is this what it is? She got it. Not like, oh yeah, you're close, but like, Exactly. Yeah. So I just want to right now play and either feel defeated for the rest of the show or feel reassured that this is going to go at least a couple of days. Can we do that? Can we do name that noise right now?
Yes.
All right.
Name that noise.
Now, if you haven't played Name That Noise before, Jeff records a sound. We all try to guess it, and you can enter via text, and Hannah entered. So we're going to call Hannah, and she's going to be our first contestant. Maybe our first contestant.
That's funky music.
Hello?
Hey, Hannah, it's Callie and Jeff.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
We are good.
I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous. I don't want you. I mean, I always want people to win and go away winners. I don't want you to get this as quickly as Callie did because I will feel like such a loser.
Well, I'm pretty confident. When I heard this morning that Callie knew right away, I was like, I think I know what it is, too, but we'll see.
Right. Now, Jeff, what's the prize?
It's an Amazon. It's $3.
It's not $3. Oh. What's the prize?
It's an Amazon Echo, and it's $100.
All right.
Okay, awesome.
Hannah, we're going to play the sound for you one more time.
Waste of an Amazon Echo and a waste.
No, it's not. Don't put pressure on Hannah. It might be. I just might have been thinking about it. Mm. Okay, Jeff.
All right. Hannah, you want to hear the sound one more time?
Yes.
All right, here you go. All right, Hannah, there you go. Callie, just so you know, Callie is giving me the meanest look. Like, she's looking at me like, here we go. You ready to be humiliated?
No, I'm laughing because I'm just proud. Like, I never get these. Like, I've never gotten one. So for me, it's just this is a personal thing from when I'm not even going to say how old I was when I was listening to Jeff do these on the radio. But like, I never got a single one. So I'm just having a moment for myself.
Okay. All right, Hannah, what is your guess for Name That Noise?
I think it is an aluminum sunscreen bottle with the Mr. Spray top. And I think that the sound is the locking part of the spray top of the bottle.
So it's an aluminum sunscreen bottle with the locking spray top, and it's the sound of the top of that bottle.
Jeff is pouting because he's sad, but you got it right. Congratulations. You are going to win $100 and an Amazon Echo. And Jeff is going to have to learn how to, beef it up a little bit. I was just thinking, so if you had played that sound in December, maybe it wouldn't have been top of mind, but we're all like going outside, we're sunscreening up. So you know what I mean? Like,
but it's such a, like,
I have a toddler.
Right. So you're using it all the time. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
But I didn't get the last one. I just missed the little sound.
That was hard.
The pizza spinner one?
Yeah, that was really hard.
I even have one of those and I missed it.
Listen, it's cute how you guys are trying to make me feel better, but all right, Hannah, we'll text you after we finish recording this episode and we'll get your information so we can mail your stupid money and your stupid Amazon Echo.
Thanks, all right, Hannah.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show. Okay, bye. I knew it as soon as she said an aluminum sunscreen. It just didn't seem that obvious to me. Like the click, click and the psst.
It's the end of June.
All right.
Just saying.
Well, then the next sound is going to be skis clipping in, ski boots clipping into skis, snow skis, or the sound of a lift pass being clipped to a jacket or something like that, something very wintry. All right. We need to do it again, right? That can't be the beginning and end of it.
Yeah, and I feel like you need, just step it up a little bit. Maybe Lily could pick the noise.
Kibble.
I don't know.
It's the sound of kibble.
Yeah. Are we going to play Name That Crunch?
I don't. Yeah, we can.
That was a fun game.
Let's do another. Let me have another round at Name That Noise on Monday. And then after that, we'll bring back the crunches. All right. Yeah.
Name That Noise.
Congratulations to Hannah, who won, correctly identified.
That's not bitter at all.
Sunscreen bottle with a clippy top thing. All right.
I saw my friend Robert posted this awesome graphic on his social media that I thought was like, oh my gosh, yes, 1000%. This is so me. And we've got to talk about this on the show. So he posted a thing. It has two pie charts, one on top of the other. The one on the top says what I thought would make me productive. And 100% of the pie chart is hard work. Then he posted what actually makes me productive. And then it's a pie chart broken down into five different parts. And a majority of it is hard work. A part of it is time off. A part of it is sleep. A part of it is healthy eating. And a part of it is exercise. And I was thinking
so true. It is
so, because anytime you think about someone successful, at least for me, how often are you like, oh, they must work around the clock 24/7 all the time. And I think I don't know if that's true for some people. It's definitely not true for us. And I remember like when you were at Star and you were way overworking, but you were working really hard, quote unquote.
Right. With no breaks.
I don't think you were even using your brain as efficiently as you could have been because you literally weren't doing anything else.
And I know just from recent experience, like I told you earlier this week that I've started like getting out there and hiking and just like kind of just being more alive. Like I felt kind of in a fog for a few weeks and I get more done. It's easier for me to be productive and creative on the days when I get to go on even a 45 minute hike or walk, just mixing up that routine is all it takes. And I will tell you, if you don't want to take Callie's friend's pie chart or that little story, a very, very smart friend of ours, Sanjay Gupta, who is good at everything he does. To an annoying level. Yeah. Like nobody's really his friend because everybody hates him.
Because he's a journalist and a brain surgeon, you know, no big deal. And then also a triathlete and whatever, right. Sanjay.
Right. And he also does stuff like when he's out in different countries covering news stories, he's like, oh, that person needs an appendectomy. I'll do it between live shots.
He literally has done that before.
Give me a Phillips head screwdriver, a marshmallow and an old razor. Done. And it's done, right? So anyways, I asked him once, either when I did the triathlon with him or when he was a guest on one of the radio shows I worked at, I said, how do you do what you do and do it all so well? Because, I mean, he's not just a surgeon. He's a neurosurgeon.
Right. Like that's like, I feel like I don't know a lot about medicine, but I feel like as far as the medical field goes, that's pretty
The brain is up there.
Yes.
And then when he covers stories and stuff, like, I mean, he obviously reports on right now it's all COVID, but he also like goes into the field and like tracks disease down to patient zero, mm-hmm. and goes into impoverished countries and discusses what an impact the clean water has on their health. Like he doesn't just do surface level anything.
No, he doesn't.
And I asked him how he gets it done. And he said that whatever zone he's in it for a certain amount of time and he's hyper-focused on it. And that's it. And that applies to everything, including his downtime. So I think he has three daughters. Mm-hmm. When he's chilling with his daughters, all attention on the daughters, that's it. When he's having a date night with his wife, it's all about him and his wife. When he's at the hospital, it's all about
the patient
in the surgery. When he's got his journalist hat on, it's all about whatever story he's covering, but he's 100% in during that window, because every one of those windows is important. The downtime playing Uno around the kitchen table with his family is as important as
the brain surgery.
Finding how long it's going to take to get a vaccine for COVID.
Right.
And doing a surgery and all this other stuff. Does it make sense? And so, yes, that pie chart is right.
I think I do know of people. Like, I think Steve Jobs was one of them. Like, I didn't read that whole book, but I think, wasn't he a notorious workaholic? like worked all the time. There are a couple of successful people that are notorious for literally working all the time. I think that we look at those people and think, wow, they were successful. So that must be their secret. I think it's that happened to work for them. And I think that it's those people are in the minority for sure.
Yeah.
I think that it's a very specific brain type that can go without taking care of yourself and having downtime and getting sleep and doing all of those things. Like, you know, much like probably like our presidents are, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I imagine when you're president, like you don't get a lot of sleep and you don't like those things. That is a personality type. I don't think it's for everyone. I don't think it's for most people. So I feel like if you're chasing a dream and you're thinking, cause I feel like a lot of, and I feel like women are a little bit worse at this than men, but you can correct me. I just know of women in my life that have done this, that have said, okay, it's going to be my career and that's going to be the only thing that I focus on.
Well, what I think maybe part of the reason for that is with women, I feel like you're already starting the race 10 paces behind a man of equal caliber. And I think that's changing, but for the, you know, like
we have to work harder to get the same level of respect as men.
And you have to.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But you also have to, like, it just takes more energy because I think you have to behave differently. Like I think there is truth to the fact that a guy who is assertive is, you know, oh, he's a leader and people mm-hmm. respect him, or a woman who's assertive is the B word. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I think there's just more energy that women have to spend doing a dance.
I was talking about this with a friend of mine, and she was saying that years ago she was working somewhere, and she, because she's Southern, she has a Southern accent and she's nice. But at her job, she's really firm. And the new boss came in and he had only met her. He had never seen her do her job. And the weeks after, you know, he started, he saw her do her job and he made the comment, and they're no longer working together, but made the comment that, oh, I didn't think she had it in her.
Okay.
And that's the kind of thing right. that I think women deal with more often.
And that might lead to women feeling like they need to put in
more time, more effort.
If the guy is working 12 hours a day, the woman might feel like she has to work 15.
Yeah, I think I felt that way in jobs before, where I felt like because of my age, or that I had to prove myself because I was, you know, 25 and blonde, that I had to prove my work more than anyone else because it wouldn't be taken as seriously if I didn't bust it and act really serious all the time and do things. Like, I remember, like, I wouldn't drink, you know, when everyone else at work was drinking, because I was like, well, I'm 25 and a woman, and if I do something dumb, oh, she's drunk, or oh, she's, you know what I mean? So I just made a point of always being in business mode. So I think it definitely is different, but I think this, I mean, I don't know about you, but I always thought growing up that if you were successful, you work all this, you know what I mean? Like, uber successful people work all the time and that's what makes you successful. I'm just not wired that way. And that's something that I have had to realized just in the past couple of years, especially with me working two full-time jobs and stuff like that. I've said to Jeff at some point, it's like, I just need to rest. Like, I physically can't do anymore, even though there's always things that need to be done, but they'll be there after you're recharged. And guess what? That stuff gets the better you, the better brain, the smarter brain, the more active brain when you're doing what's best for you.
And it's a great reminder going into the weekend that truly make it a point to take some time this weekend to completely unplug. Mm-hmm. Now, unless you're a person, because I know we have a bunch of people who binge our show on the weekend, and then welcome to your relaxation.
Well, the point is, it's different for everybody. So know what your pie chart looks like, know what you need, and then go from there. And thanks to Robert for posting this. Robert is a friend of mine. We've been friends for a couple of years, and I haven't seen him in forever, but he posted that and I was like, oh, genius. So genius.
All right. We got to talk about our bucket list for our new 8-year-old friend. His name is Austin. And we wanted to see how much of it we could put together before we revealed it? Because I know his mom listens to the show, and I would hate for him to listen and hear us talking about it. And I don't know. I was just, maybe it's just, I didn't want
to. You were just trying to be respectful.
And I didn't want to jinx anything. Like, right. I don't want to speak out of turn. But the first item on his bucket list was he wanted to meet the dolphins and the otters at the Georgia Aquarium. He lives in North Georgia, loves the Georgia Aquarium, but wants to personally meet the dolphins and the otters. So I sent an email over to the aquarium. I said, listen.
They're the best over there, by the way.
Yeah. I said, I got this dude. He's my new friend. He's 8 years old. He's had some really tough times, and we're trying to make some really, really great memories for him and for his family in the next several months. So can you help out? They wrote back immediately. T-Bird spent all day yesterday talking to them. And on Sunday, Austin, his parents, his best friend, and her parents are all going to go to the Georgia Aquarium, and they are going to meet the dolphins, and they're going to meet the otters.
That is so cool.
Like in a private, personal, one-on-one, not like he's not just going to go to the dolphin show and there they are.
Is the aquarium open right now?
Yeah, the aquarium's now open.
Okay.
So, but I think they were looking at getting him in before aquarium hours, just to keep everybody a little extra safe. Mm-hmm. But they're taking all the precautions and all that stuff. So on Sunday, he gets to meet the dolphins. He gets to meet
now.
The
has mom told him what they're doing? Is this going to be a surprise? Do we know?
I don't know. We'll get an update on Sunday, so we'll be able to share it on Monday's show. But I do know that the whole Upside community, y'all are rallying together. I have sent his mom. People have been sending me money via Venmo. One of his bucket list items we're going to have to pay for, and it's going to cost a few thousand dollars. Mm-hmm. But it's going to happen, but we're going to have to pay for it. So that's, if you've been sending money, that's what the money is going towards. Mm-hmm. via Venmo is bucket list item, probably number three. But I have sent his mom cash, just because I know that there's a lot of bills that come when you have a sick kid with special medical needs and stuff. And I don't want them to be worried about bills. And she sent a note back to me that I want Callie to read.
Is this going to make me cry?
I don't think so. Maybe though. For the whole Upside community, this is from Austin's mom.
Oof. Why would you ask the hormonal woman to read this letter? Here's what she said. She said, I am just so overwhelmed today between y'all making my baby's dream come into reality and put a smile on his face to helping make sure my husband and I aren't stressing over bills and how we were going to do all of this. I never knew one small confession would turn into something like this. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you, Callie and T-Bird, and everyone are doing for my family. I have been in happy tears all day and in awe of the appreciation people have when sometimes you feel the world is against you. You realize there are people in your corner cheering you on. I just love this community. Here's the thing that I love about Upsiders. You don't take no for an answer.
Right.
So when there's like, if Jeff had not pursued this, I guarantee you that you would have had your inbox bombarded with people saying, how are we going to help that kid? What are we going to do? How can we help his family? How can we be there for them?
Well, my favorite part about
the Upsiders don't take no for an answer. They're like, great, he's got three bucket list items. Cool. We're going to do all of them.
What is really, really cool about this to me is the confession came in on Tuesday night, I think. And before I think she even wrote back to me, people were saying, I want to help. Can we help? What can I do to help? And I would respond and say, after I heard from her, I'm like, he's got three bucket list items. We might be able to get. We can get one or two of them for free. We might even be able to get all three of them. So I don't know yet. And then people just started Venmoing money and saying, we'll use this for the bucket list items. And if you have extra, just give it to the family. Like without ever, we have not asked for a dime from anyone. And we have given her $1,000 to help with bills and stuff to take care. And then we have like $1,000 more toward the other bucket list items. Georgia Aquarium, by the way, donated that. They're not paying.
And thank you so much. Georgia Aquarium is such a pillar of the community, and they do so many wonderful things for this city and really for the Southeast, because they're the biggest one. Mm-hmm. It used to be Chattanooga, right? And now we're like,
We were the biggest aquarium in the country.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just awesome. And they always are like, what can we do? How can we help? So thank you so much to our friends over there for making this happen. It is so special for this family. And hopefully it just, I wish I could see his face.
Well, we'll have pictures and stuff. So,
oh, we will.
Yeah. So on Monday, we'll give an update on how the aquarium went. And then early next week, we'll have item number two. And then just know that if you have sent money, it's going to be used for something really, really great. My goal is to have this last week of June and the month of July be the greatest month for this whole family. You know, I want them to have a really kick butt summer. So, all right, let's say thank you to our sponsors who are supporting the show this week, making all of these episodes possible.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
There are so many companies out there that are making life easier for all of us. They're simplifying. They're getting with the program. It's 2020. One thing that has not changed is cell phone carriers, and the big companies have so many hidden fees. I know when I was with a big carrier, my bill was different almost every single month, and I never understood why. It's because they're inflating their prices and they have hidden fees because they're trying to pay for their retail stores. Well, Mint Mobile is here to help. Welcome to 2020. Mint Mobile provides the same premium network coverage that you're used to, but at a fraction of the cost because their whole company is online. So they save money by not having retail locations and overhead, and then they pass those savings directly on to you. Mint Mobile makes it easy to cut your wireless bill down to just $15 a month. Every plan comes with unlimited nationwide talk and text. You can keep your own phone. You can keep your existing phone number, so there's no hassle there. And stop paying for all the data you don't need. I don't know about you, but Jeff and I are connected to Wi-Fi virtually all the time. We don't need all that data. Ditch your old wireless bill and start saving with Mint Mobile. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/upside. That's mintmobile.com/upside.
My friends at Care Of are ready to take care of you. They make taking your vitamins and supplements so easy. What you do is you go to their website. You go to takecareof.com/upside50. You're going to take a short quiz. They're going to identify what vitamins, what supplements, even what products could help your hair, skin, and nails. They're going to identify those and then give you the option to buy them and have them delivered right to your door in easy to use individual packs for every single day. You're going to get 50% off your first order if you go to that website, takecareof.com/upside50. Health is made so easy thanks to Care Of. Now, Callie and I are both Care Of subscribers. We got a little packet of vitamins every single morning. Cool thing is they got your name on them and they got an inspirational quote to get you fired up for the day. Now, you can go to takecareof.com/upside50, take that short quiz and have the vitamins in your hand in just a few days. Plus, you're going to save 50% off. Takecareof.com/upside50. And a promo code, if they ask you for one, is upside50.
I am a new member of Thrive Market, and there's so many things to love about this company. It makes my life tremendously easier. And they have all these cool snacks. I'm really into snacks right now. That I wouldn't have known about otherwise. My favorite thing to do is go to their snack section and be like, what sounds good this week? Oh, big cheddar cheese. That sounds amazing. How about some chocolate bars? Oh my gosh, I've been indulging, but it's so good. And I don't have to worry because everything that Thrive Market sells is high quality, organic, and non-GMO, and they're delivered to your door. So groceries that are cheaper than you normally pay for and delicious and healthy delivered to your door. And since I'm a member, they're giving someone else a membership for free that needs it. So like a low income family or a teacher, veteran, or first responder. So that's the give back part of the company that I really love. And they tailor to almost every single diet, like 70 different diets and values, like paleo, keto, plant-based. So whatever your diet is, they have a section where you can literally click keto and it will show you all of the keto friendly options in one place. It's so easy. And we're saving 25% to 50% off of traditional retail prices, and shipping is free on orders over $49. So try Thrive Market and become a member risk-free by going to thrivemarket.com/upside. Join today and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit towards your first order. That's thrivemarket.com/upside.
Here are my three random things for today. Number one, if you ever got lost in an avocado orchard, you can't live off the guacamoles or the avocados that are hanging on the tree.
I love how you called them guacamoles, because that's what you associate them with.
You're
just like pigs, bacon.
You can't make guacamole off the avocados on the tree, because avocados don't ripen on the tree. They have to be picked. Huh. So they get picked. They can hang.
So if you're ever stuck in an avocado orchard, pull them off the tree.
I think that's just so funny that they will stay ripe on a tree or unripe on a tree for 6 months, but then you bring them into your house and they're bad
within like 2 seconds,
4 hours.
Yeah.
Number two, the pandemic is destroying the dream of perfect honeymoon for newlyweds. Mm. But this might not be a bad thing, because most brides and grooms who are surveyed and who took huge honeymoons right after their weddings say that they wish they waited, which is what Callie and I did. And it's the number one piece of advice that I give people who are getting married.
Here's the thing, and I'll insert my own personal experience advice. No matter, we had the best wedding planner in the world. We didn't have to worry about a thing on our wedding day. We were exhausted by the time we went. We booked a trip after our wedding to Key West. We slept for like 3 days, just like the rush of everything and then people talking to you. And then it's like a huge, it's like you're on top of a roller coaster and then going down and you just kind of crash. So we didn't want to put a ton of money into a vacation that we were going to sleep through.
Right. And I couldn't imagine like getting married, and it might work for other people. Like there's no right way or wrong way. My piece of advice is do like a little mini, like stay if you have a hotel mm-hmm. in your city that's really nice, stay there for 2 nights and order just room service. If we went down to Key West, if you can get down to like a beach for 3 days, do that. Just sleep and rest, then come home. And then like 6 months later, we went on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
All right. And then my third random thing is there is no documented evidence that you will get severe muscle cramps if you don't wait an hour after eating to go swimming. Huh. It's an old wives' tale. Now the burger and the potato salad might make you feel like you're going to sink, but you won't. You're still buoyant, so you don't have to follow that myth that mom made. Don't go swimming. You just ate. You're going to get a cramp and drown.
Although I will say, doing anything active right after you eat as a grown-up right. is like way harder than when you're a kid. Because when you're in a kid, you can like eat part of your hamburger and then, you know, cannonball into the thing and be fine. Like I would do that and throw up.
Right.
Sure.
I would just want to take a nap mid-meal. I'm like, oh, it's hot. It's humid. I'm outside. I just ate a whole cheeseburger. Let me go nap.
Grown-up things. This is my personal favorite part of the week. And I love getting messages from you and from my friends, too, have adopted this into their relationships, their friendships, and their marriages. And it's so cool. We started once a week on Fridays asking, Jeff and I ask each other how we're doing and to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being this week was terrible, 10 being this week is awesome. And it really, in this time of like total craziness, gives you an opportunity to, for five 5 seconds, be like, hey, actually, how are you doing? And it's a way that you can do that without getting into a ton of emotions if you don't want to. And if you have a partner or a friend in your life that is not really good at detailing how they feel, the scale, great way to do that.
I am a 10.
Are you?
Yeah, I feel so good because of what we're doing for Austin. It's so neat to, because we've had a few weeks and even a few months, and there's still a lot of division in the world, mm-hmm. you know, with so many different things. And it just feels really cool to have come across Austin's family and to be able to do something so special for such a special little boy and have the entire community come together and want to be a part of it. It's the whole reason that this Callie and Jeff community is a thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm that is completely, I'm so far over a 10 with that, that anything that's less than a 10, it averages out to be like a 12. So
I love that. And I love stuff like this really fuels Jeff. Like, it's like a mission, and Jeff loves like missions and figuring stuff out and doing things for other people really lights up Jeff's. I mean, you can see it on his face. Like, I wish you could see his face, because it just really illuminates something in you. So I think that that's one of your 5 things.
Like, and the
magic, like what makes a great day. I think you helping people really satisfies something for you.
And the magic part of it is we're helping Austin and we haven't even asked for help yet. It was just the community coming together.
Does that make sense? I love this community. 5,000. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So how are you doing?
I am like a 9, I think. I'm good. Really good. I had a really good week. I'm off work today, which is a nice little long weekend. And, you know, here's the thing. We have gotten so many, this is going to sound really weird, but so many awesome hand-me-downs for our baby. And I was like folding them and going through sizes and stuff like that a couple days ago. And I was like, you know what? I really like, what if we don't have another baby or whatever? Like, this is my chance to also be able to buy her clothes and be a part of that. So I woke up yesterday morning and I went on a little tiny baby shopping spree.
Okay.
Just a little one.
All right.
And I got her some clothes that I was like so excited about, and some bows. And like, it was just cool. It's the first time I've done that. And I like that I'm now feeling more comfortable in the pregnancy, that I feel confident about ordering that stuff without being totally overwhelmed by fear that something's going to happen to her.
We'll have to talk about this next week, because the baby product economy, how does anything new get sold? Because
you just get excited. It's fun to like buy new stuff. And so that just made me feel really good. And I felt her this week in my belly, and I feel just really good. I also worked out every day this week, which
nice work.
Just really, and some, it wasn't always intense stuff, but I'm trying to move 30 minutes a day. And I think for whatever reason, you know how we were talking about the fog of last week? It really helps clear my head.
Good.
So I'm happy.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
On Wednesday, we asked what the difference between cold water and cool water is in your washing machine, because it was befuddling both Callie and myself. Here is what we learned thanks to your voicemails. Nobody knows.
What the H?
If you listen to the first couple voicemails, those are the only 2 voicemails we got on it. I Googled it and found no definitive answer, except that virtually all fabrics can be washed in cold water now. Apparently you used to have to wash stuff in hot to activate the detergents and stuff. That doesn't exist anymore. Everything works in cold water and cool water. So that's all I learned.
Somebody has to know this. We have no washing machine professionals that listens to our show. Isn't one of the big manufacturers in town?
of washing machines. I don't know.
Yeah, isn't there like a Whirlpool factory here or something?
I don't know.
Gee, anybody, nobody, where nobody can tell us what this mystery cold versus cool is.
Hi, Kelly and Jeff. This is Nicole. I was first listening to today's episode when you're talking about the different settings on your washing machine. Ours does not have a cool, but ours has a tap cold, which I assume is kind of like when you're running the water faucet, like in the kitchen, that's how cold it would be. And the cold option would be like super cold is what I go on. And that's what I always use on our clothing. I'm not sure if that's right or not because I didn't Google it. But hope y'all are having a great day. And thanks for doing the podcast. We love listening.
Hey guys, Dante again. By the way, my husband thinks I'm a rock star because I made it on the show. The discussion about the washer, when mine is on cool, it like adjusts, like it shoots cool and then it shoots kind of lukewarm and then it shoots cool and it shoots kind of lukewarm. So when I'm standing there next to it, it keeps shifting back and forth between temperatures. And it might make a difference in the rinse cycle. That's all I got. Love y'all. Bye.
This is how the process works with BetterHelp. You go to betterhelp.com/upside and you take a quick quiz. That's going to help the professionals at BetterHelp assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Now, this therapist is going to be available to you. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. You're going to get thoughtful and timely responses. And you can also schedule weekly meetings, just like regular in-person therapy. But this is from the comfort of your own home, in the privacy of your own home, and on your own schedule. You're going to get 10% off because you're an Upside listener. So there's no better time to get started with professional therapy to help you with whatever you're dealing with. Depression, anger, family conflicts, anxiety, self-esteem. They've got it all covered and they're ready to help you. BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com/upside to get started with licensed professional confidential therapy today.
Oh my God. I have been thinking, what the heck are people talking about with a 1.5 and a 2.0 and a until you played the half speed, and then I remembered that my sister has followed Jeff from, you know, all the radio stations in Atlanta, and when she was an OG Upside listener, she kept trying to convince me. I'm like, that drunk DJ? Oh, I can't listen to him. He sounds wasted all the time. And, of course, I'm the biggest convert, and now y'all are my BFFs, probably my biggest outgoing calls, even over my husband. But I think that's just how Jeff talks. And once you learn to love Jeff, like, you don't even notice that he sounds kind of drunk. But y'all are perfect. You're speaking conversationally, and other podcasts are speaking informationally, if that's even a word. They're trying to get so much out right like this, whereas you guys are like having coffee and beer, you know, with friends. All right, we love you guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. I had to stop the show because yesterday I commented on Jeff's Instagram post about moms on call, and I have to call because I am 100% in the cult. Let me tell you, like, how amazing they are. We followed it. And here's the thing. You actually don't have to follow it strictly. In the beginning, yeah, but then there's definitely flexibility. We had our daughter sleeping through the night. And when I say through the night, 10 hours when she was 7 weeks old. We do a nanny share, and there's two other babies in the nanny share. And one of them is a year old, just started sleeping through the night. The other one's 9 months old, hasn't slept through the night yet. Moms on call is the best thing you could ever, 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 ever do. Just give yourself some grace. Babies aren't perfect. They will absolutely not follow exactly what you want them to do. But Moms on Call is incredible, and I highly recommend it. It will save your life. The best.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. It's Rebecca. I was just listening to episode 292 and had to chime in on the whole name thing. My name is Rebecca, but my family and friends call me Becky, and I get the incessant, oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. So Becky is another name that gets unfairly treated in the world of names. So anyway, I just had to chime in on that because I get real tired of the big butt comments and the Becky with the good hair. So anyway, hope you guys have a great day. Love you. Can't wait to see more baby dollar pictures and updates. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Courtney in Ackworth. I am listening to yesterday's episode 292. You're talking about how much it costs to raise a child. $2,300 a year for childcare would be an amazing, incredible steal. I don't know where they got these numbers from, but that is not anywhere close to what it costs, especially if you have a child going to daycare full time. That's about $50 a week. If I could find daycare for $50 a week, that would be amazing. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Hope you guys are having a great one. Love what you do. Bye.
Hey, guys. I just paused today's episode. Today is Thursday. Yes, Thursday. And you guys are talking about the people who stockpile the cash. And I actually have a stash of cash as well. It's not hidden. It's not hidden from anyone, but I was also worried about, I was like, what if the house burns down or something? So I went to Walmart and bought a $40 fireproof safe. I actually did it back in college, and I keep my passport, any cash, any jewelry that I don't really wear that needs to never get ruined. So anyways, anyone that's listening, especially that person that has 12 grand in a shoebox, go to Walmart, get yourself a $40 safe and you'll be good. All right. Okay, bye.
There are not four or five different races. There's only one race on the face of the earth, the human race. You're not born a bigot. You have to learn to be a bigot. Anything you learn, you can unlearn. It's time to unlearn our bigotry. Pigmentation in your skin has nothing to do with intelligence or with your worth as a human being. It's time to get over this thing, and we'd best get over it pretty soon.